Well, hey everyone, I'm so excited to have my dear friend Amy Gamrell join me today. We're going to get to talk about our Alaska mission trip. So we got to go to Nome, Alaska in January. It was pretty chilly there, right?
Chilly is a word.
It was pretty cold. But we got to see God do incredible things. And so Amy has such a heart for Alaska. So I wanted her to share with us today a little bit about what God did in her heart and what she saw God do in Nome. And so, Amy, we'll start. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Amy Gamrell, and I am originally from Florida. Have been here for almost 8 years with my husband, Jeff, and my two sons, Noah and Carson.
That's awesome. Pretty warm in Florida, right? Not as cold as...
Pretty warm. Pretty warm. And moved from there to Charleston for many years, and it's hot.
Yeah,
it was hotter than Florida. So Nome was a little bit of a shock to the system in January.
Yes, it was definitely... those negative temperatures were definitely something that we had to adjust to.
Yes. And I think the day we left, it was negative 15 at the airport.
Yeah, very cold.
Yes.
That was fun. So tell us a little bit about how this trip came about, right? Because we went to Nome last month. It was Amy and I and a few other ladies. And, you know, God just put it on our hearts to go to minister to these Native women there. Even though it was a cold and dark season, we just knew the importance of, you know, sharing the gospel, because the Great Commission, like Brenda Krim says, does not have a thermostat. So tell us a little bit about Brenda and Alaska Missions and where we went on a mission trip last month.
Okay. Well, I was first introduced to Alaska Missions by Jamie Burdett, who led us to Kenai, Alaska in the summer, where we served at the Salmon Frenzy. And one of our worship nights at the Salmon Frenzy, Brenda Krim, who is the founder of Alaska Missions, talked about the Nome Women's Conference, and she just had such a heart for that. She was describing what goes on, how there's cultural boundaries, and she's worked so hard for almost 18 years now to break down those cultural boundaries, especially with the women, and they have so many tragic stories just about their culture and about how they grew up and the things that have happened to them. And I felt an immediate tug as I heard her talk. And then God spoke to me and said, I need you to go there. And I said, that's Nome, Alaska in January.
Are you sure, God?
Is that really where you want me to go? My dad always says, why can't you pick somewhere tropical to do missions? And I say, I didn't pick where I'm doing missions. God has called me there, and his voice is so loud. So that's how I became involved in Alaska Missions, just born out of a desire to serve there. And the women's conference was something that I was going to do solo, and then God blessed me with you. And then God blessed me with three more. And so as a group of five, we just went to conquer the hearts of Nome, Alaska.
Yeah. I remember when Amy told me about this trip, I think it was like in October, told me about it.
Right.
And immediately I felt God tugging my heart, like I need to find, you know, and it's just so beautiful, because these women are women just like us.
They are.
And they have needs just like us.
They are.
And so being able to be God's hands and feet in that area, you know, they were so hungry to know about him. One of my favorite things about the entire trip is, you know, these ladies live in isolation and darkness and just really hard situations. They need laughter. Because I remember when Brenda asked us on one of the last nights of the trip, she said, well, what do y'all think these ladies need? And of course, Jesus.
Yes.
But then someone said laughter. And so when we played the Minute to Win It game with them, you know, it was so much fun getting to see the joy on their faces. And so just being able to be a small part of what God is doing in them, because he is at work.
He is at work.
Even in the darkness that exists there, he's working. So I know you got to share a little bit about how God called you to Nome, Alaska. So share a little bit more about that. And then also like your trip coming up, right?
Right, to the Iditarod.
Yeah.
Well, after I had planned this trip and got you on board mm-hmm. and then some other ladies on board, I just really asked God, what do you want from me while I'm there? And connection and flexibility were the two words that he spoke into me.
Yeah. I remember you saying that on the trip too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Connect with these women. And that has gone beyond being in Nome. I'm still connected to these women and still speaking to them almost daily and yeah. getting to know them deeper so that when I do go back next month for the Iditarod, I will not only have that connection, but it'll be something that's been growing for the last 2 months until I go back.
Amy has done a really good job about building a relational bridge with these ladies. The fact that even when we came back from this trip, like you're still being intentional
yeah.
with them
yeah.
and letting you know, letting them know they're not alone. Like they have
right.
a friend in Christ who lives right. in South Carolina. But they know that. And when you go back next month, they're going to know, oh, Amy showed back up again. She actually cares about,
right.
you know,
right.
she really cares about me.
And I do. It was love
yeah.
at first sight.
Yeah.
With these people. I mean, love at first hug.
Yeah.
Even. And I had to warn some of them, I'm going to hug you now.
Amy's a hugger. Amy's a hugger.
So they received that.
Yeah.
And I just, I can't not go back.
Yeah.
Because I left a huge piece of my heart there.
Yeah.
My family, who I love with all of my heart, is here. But mm-hmm. there is a gnome-sized piece that stayed behind.
I love that. You know, as Amy and I got to be on this trip together, we really got to connect with a girl named Haley and a girl
yes.
named Amelia.
Yes.
And we got to see Amelia come to know the Lord over the weekend there. And we got to see Haley grow in her faith. And just, I remember one night, it was toward the end of the trip, they had ran up to you and they said, look, Amy, we did our quiet time together.
Yes.
And just seeing how
yes.
excited they were to study God's word.
Yeah.
So that was just one thing I got to see God do. I also saw him set women free from lies they were believing.
Right, right.
You know, because the conference that we got to host for the ladies, you know, as Brenda shared about Jesus, you know, they were starting to believe truth about themselves, you know, and the lies that they were submerged in.
Right. Those lies started to disappear, and they started believing what God believed about them.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. And seeing young Rhiannon come to Christ.
Yes, oh, yeah.
And telling me that it was her spiritual birthday.
Yeah.
Was just the best. Watching these women sort of develop.
Yeah.
Remember the first night on Friday night with them,
mm-hmm.
everyone was kind of quiet.
Yeah, nobody was talking. Everybody was pretty much
right.
to themselves. Yeah.
Right. And even the ones who were talking amongst themselves, not
right.
really to us. But then by Sunday night, when we had the Singspiration and the Native women led the session, that was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I play the video of them singing in their native language often.
Yeah.
It gives me goosebumps and all the feels.
Yeah.
And my heart swells every time I watch that. And listening to their stories that night, didn't that just
mm-hmm.
touch you?
And it just shows you that the body of Christ is all over the world.
All over.
All over the world. And you're right. We got to see through the weekend these ladies, their countenance change
yes. Yes.
on their face. I remember one of the sweet ladies, Miss Nellie.
Yes.
oh, I love her. Just seeing how much God did in her heart in a short
right.
amount of time.
Right.
You know, they were hungry.
They were
for
hungry.
Jesus. They were hungry for him. So, well, what were some of the highlights of the trip? You know, we obviously got to see God do some incredible things. Well, we also
did.
Got to do some incredible things.
Yes.
Like Northern Lights. So tell us about your experience of some things you got to do in Nome.
The very best highlight for me was connecting with the women
yes.
and seeing some of the younger ones come to know Christ.
Yeah.
That was my number one highlight.
Yes.
But the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
which God was showing off.
He really was.
To the max that night. And it was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just really feel his presence while you were watching them.
Yes.
And then going mushing. Yeah. Wow, who knew we would get to not just go mushing as in sit in the basket and let somebody else drive. We drove dog sleds.
Yeah.
And my favorite picture was of you running through the snow after you finished your dog sled run. And the sun is setting at 3:30 in the afternoon.
I was so happy.
And there's a beautiful sunset, and the glow on your face matched the sunset.
It just went mushing.
That was one of my top highlights as well. Experiencing that, not only for myself, but watching people I love experience that was amazing.
Oh, it was so neat. I remember the night we got to see the Northern Lights. I guess it was the morning we got to see the Northern Lights. So we all woke up. And I remember Brenda came to our room.
Right.
And I thought she said, turn the lights off. I'm like, well, the lights are off. We're all sleeping.
We've been asleep.
Because I had my face mask on. But she said, guys, Northern Lights. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, my goodness. We're going to go see the Northern Lights. So we all piled up in the bus. Mm-hmm. You know, this is like 1-2 o'clock in the morning. And we went out there. And it was so cold. You could barely stand. But the light, you know, when we first went out there, you couldn't really see the lights. But the longer we were out there, the brighter it got.
Right.
And then the light started moving. I remember in that moment, I'm like, how can people not believe in God?
I don't know.
His creation is just on display all across the world.
It is. And so beautiful. And when they would move, you could just feel God move.
Yes, you could feel his spirit. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Were you with the group outside that was singing in the freezing?
Yes. We were singing How Great Is Our God. Yes. Like, just getting to sing his praises while watching him show off and to show his glory. I mean, I remember Rhiannon was with us that night too.
Right.
It was so neat. Just, you know, these ladies that we went on the trip with, you know, I remember Pam from Ohio, you know, getting to just be with the people of God and experience what we got to experience. And how Brenda said that, you know, it's been a long time since they've gotten to see the North.
Right.
You know, so the fact that we got to see those lights like that, I mean, it truly was, it was beautiful.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah. Remember Haley the next day, she's like, well, did you see the Northern Lights? I'm like, yes, I did. And she's like, good, I was praying that you would.
Oh.
And so it was just
so sweet.
Very sweet. Well, you know, it's all about fulfilling the Great Commission, whether we are in Rock Hill or Nome or wherever God calls us, right? So how did we really get to fulfill the Great Commission to make disciples by going to Nome?
We went and just poured into the lives of these women. And even though many of them already had somewhat of a relationship with Christ, we helped them develop that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And we just lived out our discipleship in and through them. Being there on mission is much different from going somewhere on vacation because you're so intentional about the words that you're saying, the prayers that you're praying, and pouring into people's lives with positivity and scripture and prayer is what we're there to do.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, that's where we find our peace with him.
Yeah.
Is giving, showing others his peace and his grace, his love, his mercy. And when we do that, we take that away with us too.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just us going out to be disciples. I feel like my spiritual tank was being filled too at the same time.
Yes, me too. Like the joy that God gives you when you're serving others and discipling others really is incomparable.
Yeah.
You know, and I've heard it said, you know, the Great Commission says, don't make converts, make disciples.
Right.
You know, so I really feel that we got to do that because of the Freedom in Christ ministry.
Right.
That, you know, and so the ladies that were hosting that were really teaching these ladies not only, okay, you need to know Jesus, but how do you follow him in every day of your life?
And how do you listen to him?
Yes. How do you process, you know, things that you have gone through?
Right.
You know, on a daily basis when it hits you, you know, how do you really walk with him? And so I love that part of the trip that was happening as well. So
it was beautiful.
It really was. And Amy and I have so many fun stories.
We do.
it was the trek home was fun. She supplied all the Twizzlers for us.
I did. And all the sugar-free candy.
And all the sugar-free
that
candy.
That she could possibly eat.
Yeah. Well, guys, it really is true. You know, you can see how Amy and I have formed such a special bond through going on mission together. So it really is true when you go out on mission, when you have the common bond of Christ with someone else, I mean, he seals you for life. Like, Amy and I, we're going to be friends until...
For life.
For life. And so I really want to encourage, you know, all that are listening, if you are interested in going on a mission trip, if you go to our church website, there is a whole page on missions with upcoming trips that we would love for you to be a part of. And just know that when you get to go on these trips, you will be blessed in return.
Right.
And the joy that God gives you by fulfilling the Great Commission, which is what we were designed to do as believers, is really incomparable. And you're going to meet friends along the way that you'll never forget.
Right.
So, but Amy, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be praying for Amy as she hops back on a plane
in
March to go back to NIMS. So you guys be praying for her as well. Thanks for joining us.